This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
I understand that all the intelligence officials who have talked about this, all the committee chairmen who have talked about the evidence so far, say they have found zero evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians. Understanding that, there are these reports about these connections, Konstantin Kilmanek, a Ukrainian-Russian with Paul Manafort, who meets with him and briefs him on Ukraine and apparently gets the plank out of the GOP platform. Are you concerned, as some of these reports come out, about connections with campaign officials?
Well, let me just say, I think we're very confident that the bipartisan congressional committees that are examining information that's been made available to them will arrive at the right conclusion and give the American people the facts. I think when the former director of National Intelligence said just a week ago that in the report he prepared by the end of the year there was no evidence of collusion between Russian officials and our campaign, I think that speaks with great authority. But what I have to tell you, as I travel around the country and as we move forward in this campaign, I honestly believe that while Washington, D.C. seems at times preoccupied with these issues, the American people are really preoccupied with an economy that seems to be getting back on its feet. Nearly 300,000 jobs created in February. They're seeing a president energetically keeping his word to the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare, roll back regulations, authorize the Keystone and Dakota pipelines, and I think that focusing on the future of the American people and letting congressional committees examine any questions about the past is probably appropriate.
Don't you appreciate the sobriety and reasoning of the vice president? And I love it when he again reminds everybody of what the vision of the administration is all about. It's about jobs. It's about getting America back on track again. We can get distracted by all this stuff and get it on an uproar, whether it's a day for women or some other injustice that seems to be the case dealing with Obamacare and the repeal and replace. All this stuff that will, some of it is very serious and needs to be taken care of. And as such, we the people need to stay connected to let them know what's going on. Of course, all the moles and the leaks that are going around here, Scott, my goodness. I mean, can't they just like put their ear up to the leaks here and hear what's spewing out of the beltway and figure this out?
Well, we spoke just briefly before. I think it really comes down to how people are reporting it. Because I think there's a big difference between saying that there was no link between the campaign and Russia.
Sure.
And reporting it as no link was found.
And we're still digging.
Yeah, we're still digging, so right, it might be there. So I think that's a big difference. I think that's the...
Well, it sets the perspective, and no doubt you have people that, the reality is there's a lot of people out there still that don't want to accept Donald Trump as their president. Hey, that's fine. I think some of them will come along when they get jobs and realize, hey, look at opportunities are there. I mean, look at the numbers, the job numbers. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later on here. But they're absolutely incredible. And when you put them in perspective of what we experienced under the last administration, I mean, it looks really good. And we're moving in a positive direction. But, if you want to extend all this bickering and obstructionism and everything else that seems to be coming from the Democrats, and as you say, the perspective that really supports, delegitimizing Donald Trump, I think we do that at our own
own
expense,
thing.
Right?
That's another thing that they're doing. They're making it sound like they don't care. People with money don't care. All they care about is their money. I can tell you right now, people with money do care. They just don't want to be the one doing everything for someone.
Exactly. Well, we'll continue the we'll continue the discussion here, and appreciate you joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got Megan Barth coming up. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we're all about, and that's what our focus is on. We're joining in. Hope you're with us here, okay, because heavy lifting is required. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. That means we're responsible, okay? If you don't like the government you have, then you only have the person in the mirror to look at. Hey, Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of Reagan Babe. Now, that's with an E. I think that's still a temporary address, but Reagan Babe, BABE.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Bill. Always good to talk to you.
Hey, always wonderful. Let me tell you, good week for Donald Trump. We got jobs on the rise. I mean, numbers that Barack Obama only could wish, along with the Democrats, wish they could have seen. Good news at the border, what we're seeing there. I mean, what can the Democrats say about all this, you know?
That he's a Russian spy. This is the narrative that we're supposed to believe, and this is the narrative that obviously many Democrats believe, which is truly sad because it really deflects, and it's purposeful, because what they're doing is deflecting and distracting from what the prior administration did, as well as all of his agencies. This wiretapping is beyond the pale. These are felonies as far as the leaks are concerned, and what Barack Obama did by expanding the information shared between not just one agency as prior, you know, if you were going to tap a phone, which is not uncommon for some of our security and intel agencies to do with Russian ambassadors and foreign entities, and that was one agency where they could share amongst certain folks within their agency.
Right. So you would only have a prescribed number of leakers in that case with one agency, right?
Well, no. You wouldn't have a prescribed number of leakers because leakers, that's a felony. You have a prescribed number of people that are authorized to monitor conversations of foreign dignitaries or foreign leaders. This is a whole different ballgame.
No, but what Megan, let me go back here. And what I'm saying here is, in terms of, if you have one organization, one agency, then the leaks are going to be narrowed down to that one agency.
Correct.
That's what I mean. So now if we open up to 17, which is what he did, which seems absolutely strategic and diabolical, and that's what he did. He did this with intent to confuse the matter even more so that the leakers could have a heyday.
Right. It's that's more like a shotgun method, like try to find the buckshot, right? And so this is exactly why. So the scope of the investigation is much broader, which makes it more difficult to find the perpetrator and the felon that has been leaking this information to the press. And, yes, it was done purposefully. Mm-hmm. And we can see this by the habits that Barack Obama had by using and weaponizing federal agencies against his political enemies. And these are private citizens. You know, Michael Flynn Flynn was a private citizen when this was happening. He wasn't part of the administration. He wasn't on the payroll. And so these types of leaks and this type of surveillance is really a constitutional crisis, and that's where the conversation needs to be had, because this really violates all of our protections as granted to us by the Constitution.
Yeah, and this is what begs, you know, the question about the mainstream media. They've been on vacation for the last 8 years. I was talking with another investigative reporter yesterday, Steve Jimenez, award-winning investigative reporter, did a lot with 2020. And I said, Steve, where is investigative reporting today? And he goes, that's the problem, Bill. It's just not there.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And sadly, you know, because what's happened, it's all being controlled by the editors and those chiefs that are in charge of what they're going to report on. And they're not going to put any kind of investment of manpower. And he said on many occasions, even back in the days when you could get some investigative reporting done, if you brought things to them, they'd say, no, we're not interested. We're not going to do it. He's going, well, but what? We're not going to do it. And so, you know, for the Barack Obama administration, that was something that everybody learned very quick. There was only going to be certain things that they were going to hear. They didn't want to hear any bad news about Barack Obama, whether it had anything to do with a birth certificate, his Social Security card, or his transcripts.
Yeah, his transcripts. Well, I mean, one of the first executive orders and actions that Barack Obama took was to seal all of his transcripts. Why? You know, he ran on the promise to be the most transparent administration in history, yet he has an attorney general, Eric Holder, who was the first to be held in contempt of Congress due to gun running. Mm-hmm. Operation called Fast and Furious. And exactly. The list of scandals goes on and on. But if Barack Obama was properly vetted by the press, then we would be having an entirely different discussion. But
of course. What did Nancy Pelosi repeatedly say about any Republican? You know, what have you got to hide?
Right. Exactly. And right. I'd like to, and even though the health care bill, you know, there's a lot of different opinions on it, I would have told the Democrats, well, we have to pass it in order to find out what's in it. You know, we need to play the tactics of the left and use the Alinsky tactics against them. And I've always said that Donald Trump was one of the very few Republicans who was a fighter, who would stand up and fight and use these tactics against them to his advantage. And because he spoke the truth and because he used ridicule, and because he made promises to the American people without using political correctness, this is what propelled him to the presidency. And the Democrats hate it.
Right.
They cannot stand it, and they will do everything, including, you know, Bill, what I find really interesting, can you imagine if Kellyanne Conway moved into Donald Trump and Melania's residency after Trump left? I mean, wouldn't the press be going, well, what is she moving in there for?
Yes,
what's
right.
going on? And now we have Valerie Jarrett, who we don't even really know much about, much like Barack Obama, moving into their residence just two blocks down from the White House. I mean, I look at this as a coup.
This is very, very strange, no doubt about it. Megan, getting back to the healthcare issue and what's going on, I am waiting for the counter headline that Republicans can take to the bank and say, you know, because what Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrats are saying is, oh, there's going to be 10 million, 15 million, 20 million people without health care. It's like, wait a minute. You guys put us on a trajectory to leave 100 million people without health care because Obamacare is not, I mean, it is already failing. I mean, it's on life support. That's the only thing that's keeping it up right now. And this is what the Republicans need to put point and center, is that with Obamacare going by the wayside, before they repeal it, it's crashing and burning. I mean, there's just not enough crash carts that can revive Obamacare, right?
Well, that's a complete lie, what the Democrats are saying, because most of the people didn't get Obamacare. Most of the people were dumped onto Medicaid.
Exactly.
And that's why we have such an expansion of this entitlement program. And when you look at the demographics that are using Medicaid, it's mostly illegal aliens who will cross the border and use our southern border hospitals, border-adjacent hospitals, to have anchor babies.
But, Megan, you know, we've got to have a counter number. We have to have a counter number back on it. You know, we can get into all those other nuances, and it's more than nuance. And I understand, and I appreciate your frustration, my frustration, America's frustration, because this is all part and parcel to why Obamacare was misguided. It was totally against anything, because the problem was, is their direction, their mission for Obamacare was single payer.
Absolutely.
And that wasn't going
to
happen.
It was never designed to work in the first place.
Exactly. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan. We're going to talk about a day without a woman. Imagine. Bill Martinez live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-919-0432 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-919-0432. That's 800-919-0432. Again, 800-919-0432.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
The time for small thinking is over. The time for trivial fights is behind us. We just need the courage to share the dreams that fill our hearts, the bravery to express the hopes that stir our souls, and the confidence to turn those hopes and those dreams into action. From now on, America will be empowered by our aspirations, not burdened by our fears. inspired by the future, not bound by failures of the past, and guided by a vision, not blinded by our doubts. I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. Seize this moment. Believe in yourselves. Believe in your future. And believe once more in America. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 20 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Megan, you know, that sound bite right there from the president's joint session speech to Congress was brilliant. And I believe it's one of those sound bites that should be on the phones or readily available to every congressman, congresswoman, every legislator, everybody that's part of government. That is the vision of this country. That is the charge, even in addressing what we were just talking about with health care. It is time for boldness. It's time for courage for people to come out, because as you and I were just talking about, if they do not get this right, Donald Trump is one term, and Mike Pence is off to Indianapolis, and Republican seats go by the wayside. However, if they get this right, and it's going to require some courage and boldness on their part, and I believe that the conservative caucus needs to stay the course and keep the pressure on them, because the boldness and courage is coming out of the conservative caucus to say, why not now? We've been saying this. We've got the power. Let's exercise this. If we need to change the rules to where we can, you know, drop the bill, you know, and do what you were saying in terms of, you know, forget about this, the phase one, two, three. Let's change the rules. You've got the power to change the rules. Forget about reconciliation. Blow that out and lay everything out there in a bold and dramatic manner, because that's what they'll get it right. And that's what Senator Cotton is saying. Hey, look, don't for the sake of speed do something you're going to regret. Slow down. Let's get this right, because what's on the balance here is the control of our government by conservatives, by the Republican Party, another term for President Trump, and a future term for one Mike Pence as president.
Well, you're exactly right. And my whole concern was, one of the tenets of a conservative free market healthcare system, and one of the backbone drivers of it, is to implement competition. Mm-hmm. And competition is the number one activity that drives costs down. Anytime a cost comes down, it's because there's increased competition in the market, increased product, increased choices for consumers. And so I was a little bit leery to see that in competition for insurance companies, by where consumers can buy across state lines, mm-hmm. would then, you know, benefit the cost curve.
Exactly.
But that's not introduced in this first phase. And I thought, well, if you want to drive costs down, open the market.
Exactly.
Why are we waiting? Why are we waiting until two or three or four or five iterations?
Mm-hmm.
Get competition immediately so people have choices. And once people have choices, they will understand, well, geez, I don't have to pay. Like when I lived in California, Bill, mm-hmm. I only had two or three insurance companies to choose from at the time, but I had to choose a plan that included procedures or healthcare that I would never use, like acupuncture, chiropractic, artificial insemination, sex change operations. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Exactly.
But that was a mandate by the state. And because it was a mandate by the state, I could not go out of state, I could not shop out of state in order to get away from that mandate.
Well, there's no question. That's going to make a huge difference. Again, Paul Ryan and the moderate wing of the Republican Party is trying to be too moderate here. In holding to reconciliation, they have the ability, as several legislators have pointed out, they have the ability to change the rules, so you don't have to, you know, break it off into three phases. No question, though, I'll tell you one thing that's being overlooked here greatly, and that is the second phase, which they can be incorporated right away anyway, to your point, because, you know, the secretary, based on what Obama created, Department of Health Services can come in and change rules. I mean, it's their interpretation. I mean, you talk about fiat, the power that they gave the Secretary of Health. I mean, it's incredible. So a lot of things can happen there as well. But I agree with you. I think it is definitely a time for boldness. It will encourage people greatly. The other thing, and I think the true litmus test on this, Megan, is if they put together such a world-class answer to health care that they themselves want to come under it. Forget about all this exemptions that they handed to everybody. If they can put together something that they themselves will say or even agree up front, hey, we're no longer going to participate in the Obamacare exemption. We're all going to come under, all of us, under the same plan, no exemption, no exception.
Oh, that would never happen. I mean, because the health care that our representatives receive is much more expensive than the rest of us stiffs. So the government can't afford it for all. It can afford it for some.
My point is that we the people need to step up, Megan. I'm insisting on this. And you know, I understand why you say it would never happen. But in my world, I'm thinking it's a possibility if we put the pressure on them to say, look, what about you? What about you? You be subjected to the very law, which is what our founding fathers intended all the way anyway, is that you're subjected to the very law that you create. Then you know what we're living with.
No, you're absolutely right. And there is a lot that, you know, noise can do to create change. And we saw this in the midterms with the rise of the Tea Party, whereby they literally were taking over elections statewide, mm-hmm. as well as there was a caucus within the Congress that I believe was led by Michelle Bachmann at one point.
Exactly.
But that really turned into the Freedom Caucus within there. But, you know, there is pressures that we can put on, and that is idealistic, I believe. It's a little bit out of reach, but for an immediate relief, as I had said.
Well, how long have you known me, Megan?
Two
you
years.
Know me. I'm not
two
about to
now.
Change. I keep aiming high. You know, you got to aim high, right?
You got to swing for the fences.
That's
absolutely.
Right. That's me. Hey, let's talk briefly. We've got a couple minutes left. This Day Without a Woman, kind of a whimper, wasn't it?
Much of a whimper because I went out quite a bit that day. The day wasn't without my womanhood, and I noticed a lot of women that were going to work in order to provide for their families. I mean, Bill, can you imagine if you had a student at one of these schools that shut down because the teachers union was a major supporter of this march? Could you imagine if you had a school that shut down and you were a single mom and you had to scramble to find additional health care, or you had to scramble and take the day off of work and lose more money? What about those women?
You meant child care. Yeah, right,
child
exactly.
Care, yes.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, I'd be absolutely livid. Are you kidding me?
How entitled, how glib, and they created more victims. And this whole new feminist movement is nothing about victimhood. It's everything about victimhood and nothing to do about empowerment. Mm-hmm. And so they took this International Women's Day, which is actually founded by communists and socialists, mm-hmm. in order to create an uprising. It was back in 1917.
Exactly.
It's still the same. It's still the same socialist movement. It's still the same communist movement. If you look at the funders and the sponsors of this Women's March, and then you look at the organizers, the organizer is a Palestinian terrorist who was jailed for 10 years for killing two Israeli students. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are these women following?
And, of course, she says she wants Sharia here in the United States, right?
Oh, no, that was a different one.
Oh, but there's another one.
Yeah, got your terrorists mixed up that are leading these women's
march. Well, they all look alike, right?
Right, all terrorists.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It usually ends up in bloodshed of innocent victims. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, Megan Barth, as always, great to have your insight. Appreciate you joining us every week the way you do. Remind everybody of the website and how they can be in touch with you.
Reagan Baby on Facebook and Reagan_Baby on Twitter.
Hey, all kinds of fun. Megan Barth, thank you so much. Megan, have a great weekend. It's 29 after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, what more could we want is a government that believes in the same thing that's on our team, right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. David Drucker is with us right now, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. And this kind of ties into what we were talking about with Megan Bart just a moment ago. David, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Hey, terrific. I like what you wrote. You say, once again, Republicans could be their own worst enemy. Congressional Republicans on the precipice of repealing and replacing Obamacare are facing a familiar and stubborn foe, themselves. That really says it right there.
They've got to find a way to govern here. I mean, the one thing they don't have the luxury of doing is nothing. And in part, that's because they promise their base. I mean, you know, they say they promise, you know, the voters and all of that, but half the voters probably don't want them to do anything. But Republican voters, most of them, want them to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Mm-hmm. And that's going to require them to find a way to come up with the votes to do it and send something to the president's desk. And it's just something that they're out of practice on. You know, I think it's something like more than 60% of Republican members of Congress have never served with a Republican president. So they don't know, you know, they're just not accustomed to dealing with a situation in which they're not going to be able to blame the White House for, you know, failing to get something done or for not wanting to work with them. And therefore, it doesn't make sense for them to water down what they want. There are some, you know, moderate Republicans, there are conservatives, there are pragmatists. And in combination with the president, who also bears a lot of responsibility here, they've got to get this done because, one, if they don't, the healthcare system continues to be in trouble and people are going to look to them to fix it and they'll be blamed for not fixing it. Two, their base will jump all over them for, you know, not doing what they've been, you know, promising to do for 7 years. and that's get rid of Obamacare. And, you know, three, it'll weaken their position. Because if they can't get this done, you know, I know a lot of people think tax reform's easier, but it's not. And everything going forward is just going to get a lot tougher.
Exactly. Well, they have to do, they don't have a choice. If they don't do this, as I was telling Megan Barth, David, if they don't do this, Donald Trump's a one-term president. Mike Pence goes back to Indiana. But if they get it right, Donald Trump serves two terms, and Mike Pence is the next president of the United States.
Well, the latter is definitely more likely to happen if they get this done. I mean, obviously a lot can change because they could pass this bill, and it could be a disaster. That could be a whole other issue.
Exactly.
But, but first things first.
But to your point, though, leadership is lacking, and leadership, true leadership, inspires and gets people to come on board to do something courageous. Right now, we need courage, and we need something bold to come out of this, out of the results of this conversation. I think what Paul Ryan and some of the Republicans have laid out, it's okay. But it's only okay. It could be really bold and courageous for a time that could really make things happen. And as you say, you got many Republicans that they've never had this much power before and realize, hey, they could actually change the rules and they don't need to do a three-phase thing. Forget about reconciliation. Reconciliation is something that was instituted. So that means if they've instituted, they can take it away and reinstitute something else, right?
Well, no. I wouldn't go that far. First of all, the underlying bill here is going to be the underlying bill. They'll make a few changes here and there, but they can't simply rewrite the rules of the Senate on a dime and just do anything they want. And forget the political will. It would backfire because it would look the same as the Obamacare jam down looked, where instead of bringing people along on great policy, you're basically changing the rules to suit your needs. That's exactly what Harry Reid and the Democratic Senate did in 2010 when they lost their filibuster-proof majority with the election of Scott Brown. Right. They jammed through this Obamacare, the final parts of Obamacare, through reconciliation. Mm-hmm. It was one of the reasons why voters rejected it. It's not that simple. Their three-phase plan is complicated. I don't know that they're going to achieve it, but the main part of it, the reconciliation bill, is achievable if they can get their head around the fact that they're all going to have to make tough choices, which is voting for a bill that's less than perfect because that's where the votes are. Now, there's a separate argument over policy. Could they have come up with something different? Could they try and stretch the parliamentarian and the rules of the Senate? But look, in my discussions with people on the Senate side of Capitol Hill, there are some things in the House bill that might not pass muster with the parliamentarian. I mean, the technical people that have put this bill together know where the rules are, and they're not leaving anything out just because they felt like it. I mean, this bill is designed to try and get through the Senate. It's designed, you know, for some changes here and there, but we're not going to see many of them.
Well, and this is the stuff that's bewildering to the everyday and forgotten man of the, and woman of this country, is that, some of the nuance. I mean, I grew up with parliamentary procedure, so I understand some of this a little bit than more people do. And I understand and appreciate what Ryan is trying to do. And he looks at it and says, okay, we're going to minimize a filibuster here if we stay within the rules of reconciliation, phase one. Phase two, Tom Price has a tremendous amount of liberty under phase two that I don't think is being reported very much, don't you think?
Well, it's being reported. I just think that there are critics that say that anything Price undoes can be put back together again the next time Democrats are in power. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's being criticized from that direction. And secondly, we don't really know yet what Price plans to do because he hasn't said. Now, I'm not being critical. What I'm saying is I think they're in the process of doing a bunch of things through the regulatory process. I think it will be easier for people to understand what we're reporting when we're able to say, Price just did this one big thing, these 10 things. And then people will go, oh, yeah, okay, great. But just telling people he's going to be using his regulatory authority to undo the Affordable Care Act, I mean, you know, people are like, that's great. They don't know how that applies to them.
Exactly. Well, and that's the problem with due process. And when you have due process, trying to work it into a culture of the microwave generation, I say, that stands in front of a microwave and it doesn't, you know, heat up fast enough. We're yelling, hurry up. And so now we're having to go through the due process of legislation, and especially a bill like this, healthcare. Wow, I mean, this really stretches the patience of the everyday American. And, of course, out, you know, the Democrats are countering that all these millions of people are going to be left without health care. And I'm saying, well, maybe the Republicans need to have a banner heading just saying, well, Obamacare on its trajectory left alone will leave, you know, millions more, whatever that number is. I don't know if it's 50 million, if it's 100 million people without health care, if it absolutely implodes, because that's the inevitable, conclusion of that journey, isn't it?
Well, look, I agree that Republicans could have done a much better job with the rollout of this thing and the marketing for, you know, off the hill. I think they were, as usual, focused on getting the process right and moving the bill through committee. And they didn't do a good enough job. You know, this thing was unveiled Monday night, and then Tuesday was day number one, and you couldn't find anybody to talk about it because they didn't have a plan in place. And that plan, by the way, should have included the White House and the president, because mm-hmm. He has the biggest bullhorn here.
Exactly.
But I think one of the challenges Republicans are trying to deal with is healthcare is complicated. I mean, no bones about it. It just is. Number two, a lot of Republican voters want to keep what's good about Obamacare, but they don't want any of it broadly. And that's just a policy conundrum Republicans haven't figured out. I mean, everybody wants protection from insurance companies that might deny coverage based on a pre-existing medical condition. Everybody seems to want this thing where you get to keep your kids on your insurance plan until they're adults, 26 years old. And they want protection against insurance companies putting a lifetime cap on your policy in terms of what they would pay out. Well, all those things cost money.
Exactly.
So how do you do that without all of Obamacare's taxes and regulations and the mandate and all of that? Well, Republicans, you know, think they have a way to do it, but it's very, very difficult. It means you don't actually have a true free market approach. And so they're trying to give everybody what they like about Obamacare with none of the stuff they don't like. That's what a lot of Republican voters want, and it's difficult to do.
Well, I would be curious, only hopeful. Some have said, being the eternal optimist that I am, that the leadership or, you know, the legislators themselves would fall under whatever it is that they create, that they themselves would be subjected to the very bill that they're writing up. What do you think?
Well, they're under Obamacare now by law. That was a part of Obamacare, is that members of Congress and their staff have to live with it. And
well, David, we're out of time, so the conversation will continue. David Drucker from the Washington Examiner. Thank you, David.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here live. For more information on the show and how you can connect with any one of the outlets, over 280 available to you, and of course around the world via shortwave as well, all right there at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for the one and only Lolo Girl. We've got another episode of Living Life with Lauren. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, our favorite professor, national radio personality, motivational speaker, 25 years background in the media, and she's here with us every week. And, you know, I just could not have a Friday without you. I want you to know that.
Well, that means the world.
Well,
so we have to tell them the latest that we've just added to our menagerie of puppies, and everybody thinks my husband's lost his mind, but he's like, I'm just trying to keep Mama happy. If Mama's happy, everybody's happy.
Well, he doesn't want to experience a day without a woman in his household. That's why.
That's
so we'll
exactly
just keep the puppies
right.
coming, right?
Just keep the puppies. But, you know, I haven't had a puppy in a long time, and the last puppy that we had, I don't remember, like, eating the furniture and just going crazy. Now, this was supposed to be an English bulldog, but we're going, okay, we think she's a little something-something else.
Yeah.
So the vet said maybe English bulldog and boxer, and she is cute as she can be.
Oh, she is so cute and precious, but she's got the heart of a gorilla.
Heart of a gorilla. I mean, Robin was getting ready for work the other day, ripped his pants. You know, we're all just torn to slashes because she's got these piranha teeth. And then she wants to, like, buddy with all of the our other dogs. And they're like, get out of here. You crazy. Go on. I mean, none of them will have anything to do with it. Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Oh, well, we got to find doggy medication for the puppy.
Well, we already have one that's on Prozac or something like that. But we can't train her yet to go outside because she hasn't had all her shots. So we're trying to go get on the pee pad. She's like, I don't want to go on that pee pad. I want to go on the carpet.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, hey, the pee pad, that's for the other dogs, man. I'm, you know, how dare you?
The other ones are using it. Listen, the other dogs are using the pee pads. I'm like, y'all are potty trained. You go outside. We have 5 acres. What's wrong with you? It's just, and then, this was hilarious. So the other night, I heard her crying, and I'm punching Robin, you know, with this CPAP machine. I'm like, honey. He goes, I said, the puppy's crying. Can you throw her in the bed? Because I thought maybe she had, like, you know, falling out of bed.
Right.
She had gotten wound up in the bed sheet and was hanging off the edge of the bed in like a hammock. and she couldn't get out of it. And so I hear Robin laughing, and then I'm like, what are you laughing
at?
Oh,
that's hysterical.
She hung up in the sheets, and she, I guess, had laid there sleeping and then realized, nah, I don't want to stay here anymore. So
yeah.
He's still kind of chuckling about that.
Woke up and realized it wasn't the nightmare she was living in, huh?
That's exactly right. But we sleep with a lot, and my husband gets tired of it, and I'll be like, you're not coming to bed till like 2 or 3 in the morning because he falls asleep in his man cave. He's like, I'm all comfy. Why do I want to come in there and that craziness? I'm like, you're my husband, and you are going to sleep in the bed. And so I'm like, just tell them all to move over. And
that's right.
I mean, he's like, oh, my goodness. So now the puppy is in there with us, too. And I'm like, well, when you married me, you knew about it. You knew about the
whole package. It was the whole package. Yep. Yeah, that's it.
He keeps forgetting about the whole package.
Yeah. Well, just tell him if he needs to talk, he can call me. He's got my digits. Tell him to pound the digits. I'll give him some therapy here. I'll walk him through the process. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you got time to give anybody therapy lessons.
Well, I know. Well, you know, that's the problem. See, the people that are worse off have, you know, we need help. We need to talk about it. So maybe it's misery loves company, I guess, so to speak.
It is. That's exactly the way it is.
I guess. Hey, so what did you do, you know, celebrating a day without women? Did you wear red? Did you lead a parade or something? I mean, did you go on strike? What did you do to honor?
I just tried to be really nice and really friendly, even to ratty people that crossed my path, which isn't easy for me. It's like a test. Because, you know, my nature is to be sweet and kind. But if you press me, especially at the age I'm at now, I'm going to take you out. So I'm trying to go, you know what? I'm supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus, not the spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just honor, honoring women and just showing love and kindness and going, you know what? Sometimes, Lauren, just a smile and, you know, just friendly gesture can make somebody's day. And if somebody's being really nasty, heap the coals of kindness.
Yes.
Don't try to be one up.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, I was disappointed, you know, because here it is. We get all this energy about a day without women, and to what cause? And here it is. We have the International Day of Women, which is, you know, would cause you to take pause and consider what women overseas around the world are subjected to. You know, they can't drive. They can't get educated. They get beaten with regularity. They're turned into sex slaves and on and on, all kinds of other debasing issues. And by comparison, here in America, the women are suffering a hangnail and complaining. Are you kidding me?
And complaining about it. Well, I just visited with a girl that was doing my nails this morning, and they're from Vietnam. And she and I had a long conversation about this very thing. And she said, oh, I love America. She said, I love America. They came when she was 23, half her family. I think the other half came later. And she said, oh, it's so hard not to be in America. I mean, she said that. And this morning we had this conversation. It made me stop and go, man, we have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, it makes me stop and just go, wow, you know, I need to be thankful that I can go get my nails done and not have a hangnail.
Exactly.
You know, you mention that and not be griping and complaining over the least little thing. But I think we've just gotten spoiled. And so many of our freedoms, we just don't realize how endearing and precious they are because we've never been without them.
Well, as you say, Lauren, the standard is Christ himself, who said that it's about those who serve, not the ones that want to be served. And we miss the point in so much of the blessings that God has for us when we become inward thinking. You know, that is the culture of the day. It's all about me, mine, you know, what's in it for me kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's not satisfying. I mean, how happy are you when you're stuck in that rut? But fortunately,
I just talked about that the other night. The servanthood is the key to happiness, and Jesus was that example for us. And if we all stop and reflect on our lives, we're doing something for someone else, really extending ourselves, what the joy and the peace and happiness that comes from that. And I mean, it's very biblical, and I think it really helps us fly above the chaos in life when we can stop and go, I got to get outside myself. And see, I was an only child, and so my mother, one of eight, would go, Lauren, honey, the world does not revolve around you. And I'd be like, what? Did that?
You know, who put that memo out? Stifle that memo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
She was one of eight, and she was the sixth of eight. And here I am, the only, thinking everything has something to do with me. And she would go, honey, wake up and smell the coffee.
Right.
Lauren. And I would go, wow, that's true. And I've learned it, thankfully, a little bit as I've gotten older. I don't know that I'm where some people are, but I'm trying to
get
that concept and get outside myself. That's a great tip for today.
Well, really. And the thing, you know, that here with all the problems that we have in America, they're not going to be solved looking inward. It's looking outside of ourselves, whether it's immigration issues, you know, repealing, replacing Obamacare, delivering world-class health care that America is deserving of. It's going to happen when we look outward, outside of ourselves, as opposed to what's in it for me. Because I think about those people that at the town hall saying, look at, hey, look, I've been paying a dollar a month for Obamacare. Don't you dare take that away from me.
Yeah,
oh, Lord,
yeah.
Have mercy, man. We've got a differential there to deal with.
Well, I think it starts at home. It starts with how you raise your children. And we are trying, even with our 6- and 7-year-old, when they come home from school, when Channing's like, well, somebody said I was talking, but I wasn't talking. I'm like, why are you putting that off on someone else? What is your responsibility in this? If they're talking and you're getting in trouble, then move away.
Right.
Don't blame them because you get sucked into the fray. And see, she's learning that now in the first grade.
Exactly.
And hopefully it'll be stronger in her as the years pass. And then when she's a 25-year-old woman, you know, she won't be thinking like that of what we're seeing in the news and seeing around us and just going, oh, my goodness. You know, she'll be an exemplary person. And I think parents forget that.
Right.
You know, our listening family needs to realize that when you have the opportunity to have effect on them, take it.
Exactly. Well, what you touched on a moment ago, and I wanted to reinforce, and that is biblical truth. Experientially, we learn one way or another that, you know, God did, in fact, say. And when we do what God says, it goes well for us. And experientially, we find that out, you know, and we make some adjustments in life. Those who are wise will make the appropriate adjustments. If you want to be a fool, then you go kick at the goads and you drive everybody else nuts and you start wearing, you know, some weird looking clothing that looks like, you know, it's a genitalia of some sort. And you're trying to make some sort of, you know, positive statement that I hope later on when your kids grow up and they go, Mom, you wore what? You did what?
Well, and it's made me think more clearly about the choices I make as being a mom, because I became a mom much later in life, much later than most of you. And I'm like, man, this is a big responsibility, because even Channing sometimes will go, you know, you said that, and that wasn't very nice. But why did you say that to Papu or Daddy? And I'm like, why are you paying attention to what I'm doing? But I'm trying to go, you know what, thank you for telling me.
Yes.
You're right, and I need to watch that. Not, you know, be quiet, you're the kid, and I'm the parent.
Right.
I mean, just to really listen to her. And I thought, I want her to grow up and go, you know, my mom, she's not perfect, but she's willing to admit fault, and she's pretty cool. She's a pretty cool person, character-wise.
Exactly.
You know, that her character is intact, and it's made me walk the straight and narrow like never before.
Oh, there's nothing like kids to hold up the mirror and indict you very, I mean, you know, there's a saying in amongst Hispanics that drunks and children tell no lies. And one of my favorite stories was our daughter, we're in the car, and Mom and Dad, you know, they're having a moment, okay? Not really good.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you
know, the daughter unit.
We've had those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Marissa sums up. She goes, hey, why don't you two just do what the Bible says?
And you're like, yeah.
What do you know?
Wait
till you're married. Get out of the car. You can hitchhike. Dad, I'm only 4 years old.
Saying to her.
Exactly.
But then it makes you stop and go, this, we shouldn't be acting this way.
No.
You know, we should take time to stop, breathe, and go, all right, how can we meet in the middle? And children really keep you in check. And so all of you that don't have kids yet, go get some.
Yeah, if you want some, we got a couple we can share with you. Because we're givers. That's what it's all about.
That's right. We like to serve, too. Yeah.
Exactly. Say goodnight, Lucy. We're out of time.
Love and appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.